Yeah, the countdown right now from 2 o'clock with Drake countdown.
2 a.m. or 2 p.m.
No, he started streaming at 2 p.m. and then had like an 8-10 hour like countdown to the album, and then they go just read it all Drake songs and singing them. Nigga have you weak,
bro. That is crazy,
bro.
Nigga really
singing.
Nigga talking about Big Drake gonna call us tonight in the stream. I'm like, all right, man. What? He already gonna be lit.
That nigga is goofy, nigga said, bro.
Who could compete with this nigga? This nigga was dick riding hard. I was like, all right.
Crazy.
That nigga's the biggest Drake fan I know. I ain't gonna lie. Nah. I'm a Drake stan, but I ain't that.
Yeah, say who competing with this nigga is crazy, bro. Like, come on.
Shit, I do be saying that. I'm like, damn. But yeah, realistically, but I got respect for Kendrick, you know, Cole. But I always been Drake number one, and you know, get Kendrick number two, and then Cole three.
Which Cole, I got Future boy. Up there too.
Yeah, that Future. That's when you got the Futures, you know, the
Hell yeah.
Shit, he in his
third prime. Hell yeah.
Niggas won the missing with his Futures. I don't know if you heard the song with Young Scooter. That shit was hard.
Yep, I did hear that.
I was like, damn, this nigga getting better. Like, I thought he fell off, like, after Wiz and stuff. I was like, all right, he kind of, you know, declining. But the last album, he got saved for Wait For You. I tell you, when we listened to that shit, I was like, the nigga got saved. That Drake Futures and Sam saved him.
Nah, he had some heat on that hoe too.
He did have some heat, but that song right there.
Oh yeah. That was just the
That's top 10 Future song. I was like, I ain't think he gonna do one of those. I was like, yeah, that's top 10.
Yeah,
that's a Kodak sample.
That was the top song that dropped last year for sure.
Yeah, to me, I fucking, that's on fire.
Got Tim's, her first award.
Hell yeah, they won a Grammy off that.
Yeah,
Drake was floating on the hoe.
No, Future underrated, man. That nigga be getting them Grammys. They gonna think I won a Grammy.
I forgot about this song. You don't think I won a Grammy? I didn't re-list to the old shit.
Yeah.
He top five to me. I got Trav number in top five too. Trav probably that fifth.
Yeah.
What the heck did he say? Drake. That nigga be doing some crazy dick. So who Kendrick smoking on? Not my top five. He said, I got Drake.
Smoking on your top five tonight.
But I do want to see that rap beef between Kendrick and Drake. It's been long overdue, man.
Hey.
It's kind of like the Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather. You say got Drake at seven? I don't know. Drake better play his cards right, because Kendrick a different monster. I ain't gonna lie.
That nigga's ain't like old school Gemini.
Meek or
it ain't
Joe
like, yeah,
or Pusher. This nigga is different.
He ain't even know Kanye. That nigga, he old school Gemini.
That nigga would say directly, like, fuck Drake. he ain't subtweeting nothing. Like
a sensitive rapper back in his pajama clothes.
He gonna say, off rip. I'm talking about this nigga Drake. Like, who was saying that? It was a Todd Dog Entertainment. Was it Isaiah Rashad or Reason? But one of us, like, if Drake and Kendrick go head-to-head, who'll win? He was like, he think Drake will win. But he's like, if Kendrick has some shit on him, like what Pusha T had with the kid, Kendrick would destroy him. He's like, this nigga would make a crazy-ass song about that whole situation.
Make that whole go number one.
Facts.
He'll pull a Drake. He'll pull a Drake.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't think he will. Why?
Why?
Meek Mill wasn't.
Meek Mill was supposed to for the ghostwriting shit. Hey, I heard Back to Back Again. I was like, bro, today, because I didn't play that shit. I was like, damn, this shit was hella disrespectful. Hell yeah, I'm just like really digesting the lyrics. I'm like, damn, this nigga was really talking his shit to Meek on that shit.
Yeah, it was bad.
The nigga said, I waited 4 days, nigga, where y'all at? Oh, the gang, yeah. Meek was going through a crazy free falling.
Yeah, I feel like the difference between dissing like a Meek between a Kendrick is the weight behind him. Like Meek,
Meek just got the streets. I mean,
yeah, he ain't got no other.
When you go against the top dog like that, you got to make sure you had the world. Like, yeah, the streets, but you know, niggas don't care about the streets. Like, all right, you go talk street shit against Drake. Like, that nigga ain't a street nigga. You like, you got to come with some shit. Like Kendrick, you know, he got the world. You know, he can talk the street and just regular nigga shit. So
exactly, nah. That's another thing.
All he said was the ghostwriter. That stained him a little bit, but I think that made Drake an even better writer.
It didn't. He couldn't even make his own song. He was like, you know what, you're right.
Quinn Miller,
yeah. Which,
well, he couldn't work with anybody no more because Meek fucked up the whole thing. I mean,
well, it was fine until Quinn was like, I feel like he took that Meek shit to heart. Like, oh yeah, you're right, I can make my own music. And then they heard that nigga music itself, and it was like, nah, bro, just keep writing, bro. he wanted to be that star.
No, I thought it was that Meek Mill was like kind of bullying Quinn Miller to writing for him, and then Quinn Miller was like, nah, you know, I'm working with Drake. And then that's when he exposed him with DJ Drama.
What's that?
DJ Drama, yeah, that's why Drake and DJ Drama don't get along. Yeah. Because he the one that exposed him and said Drake got a ghostwriter named Quinn Miller.
Yeah,
I feel sad for him.
Because OVO, they going to get another ghostwriter.
Should that OVO switch up?
Who, Quinn? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He fucked up his own bag. Really?
Well, he kind of got thrown into it by DJ Drama and Meek.
You shouldn't have been working with them anyway.
You're trying to get him work with him. He's like, nah. That's fucked up, man. Fucked up his career.
You should have called Drake immediately. Nah, these niggas trying to expose me, man.
Nah, that's a crazy conversation. They talking to the phone with Chubbs. Bro, I don't know, man. It's getting wicked out here, bro. They can tell when they got evidence. They know us.
Drake can be like, all right, bro, you're good.
I'm going to handle it, bro. Let's go overseas, bro.
We're going to hide you for a little bit.
We're going to hide you, bro. How many people know your name? Change your name, everything.
Change your look, change your name.
Chill's going to get you a flight. Now, that's crazy. Going to be like a Tory Lane bodyguard. That's a crazy situation to be in. I'm
telling you, man. Maybe. You gotta play that role, man.
You damn right, man.
When you're under OVO, you gotta use your resources.
The OVO sweatshop, man. You see what he did to Party? So they what Drake, man. That's negative. What the fuck he do to Party? Got my nigga Party writing hits for that nigga.
That's fine.
Yeah. My nigga Party gonna bounce back though.
I don't know.
I don't know. His last single was fire.
I feel like he'll always be able to make singles. I just don't know if he'll just blow up. About.
Yeah, same.
Blow up again.
I was talking about that with my girl. I was like, because I was like, the old R&B singers like Bryson Tiller or like Party Next Door, can they like make another good album to keep up? Because I was like, right now, Brent Faiyaz is like number one.
He running that shit.
Even though he's not like the best singer, it's just like a different R&B that we ain't never heard. Like this nigga
Brent Faiyaz, and then ain't nobody gonna catch up to Rod Wave.
Yeah. Yeah. They chill. Exactly. Yeah. Facts, because that's one nigga I wanna see on tour.
Yeah.
Party Next Door. I go to a Party Next Door tour. He probably my favorite R&B.
I feel like some artists just don't wanna do that.
Yeah.
They just don't wanna go on tour or whatever, like
I probably
go make your bag, bro. Then you could.
I know they're getting a crazy bag because they write a lot for the entry.
Oh, yeah. That's why I feel like y'all write. Like, they chilling. Like,
niggas in the hill. Party probably in the OVO mansion. Real. Nigga, you get lost in the mansion.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Facts.
Drake be calling a nigga. How'd you sell?
Where you at?
Real, yo. Facts. My nigga Party, man.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that OVO umbrella. Better use them resources.
I wish I have OVO, man.
Wait, what?
Talk about something OVO. Even though I might be in the sweatshop, I'll sign to that nigga.
It's worth it.
It's going to be some chill shit. I mean, it's going to be like the same as Wiz shit.
Taylor Gang is.
I don't know if I want to smoke all damn day. Like, goddamn, I'd be looking at the, and we was like doing everything on tour and shit. Nigga talk about wake up, we about to go work out. Like, bro, we just smoke. Nah, this nigga trying to smoke every time. That nigga be hitting the gravity bong and everything.
Like, that would be fun. It looked like they do. It would be fun.
Like,
I feel like OVO though, you could just do whatever you want to.
Yeah, it just chill. And you hear all the unreleased Drake shit, like, oh, that nigga cold. You know what I'm saying?
You are fighting. You fighting for your stay. Like, who is it? P. Diddy.
I ain't never signed to that nigga. Fuck though. Hey, for real, nigga beefing with Kanye. Kanye, who playing that Kanye? Nigga play Graduation AirPods. Nigga taking Through the Wire. Drake Luke. That Kanye out here. My bad, bro. Can't wear Yeezys. Oh, no, we don't ride them. We're doing them around here.
Yeah, Nikes only, man.
Can't wear the Nike slides, the Yeezy slides. Hell
yeah. I say, yeah, I got the stripes. Fuck Adidas, nigga.
Yeah. Can't hear no Meek Mills. Nigga, gotta fight everybody.
You can listen to Young Money.
Dreams and Nightmares, turn that shit off. Can't rap Dreams and Nightmares at the club. Gotta have a straight face.
Yeah, that whole not even getting played in the club you go to, honestly.
Hell yeah.
You and that bitch with Drake.
Like, tighten up, nigga. Chose to love you. Like, come on. Man.
Bet that training go stupid.
Nigga, you gotta play 3-3. You gotta play 3-3 the basketball league. You can't touch that nigga. You gotta let Drake score. Hey, fuck. Gotta act like you got crossed. Hey, fall on the ground, bro.
Alright, bro. This is a game winner. Y'all better play y'all part too.
Nigga videotaped it. Gotta make sure we get it for a trailer. Alright, man, we get it.
Play your role, nigga. You ain't the breadwinner.
You a soldier. Nigga talk to you like, alright, yeah. How bad you want it?
Oh yeah. Yeah. You want to start writing for yourself? Hell nigga, yeah. What?
Nah, every time y'all write, so y'all got to hear it first.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go ahead and get at the
show. You think he going to hop on it? He going to take your whole lyrics? Hear your song on the radio?
Hell yeah.
He don't give
you. You going to perform for him?
Hell yeah.
You going to steal that whole line?
I like that. Keep doing you. All right, bro.
You going to hear it in the next Drake song? Like, hey, yo, you just stole my... I stole what shit, nigga? Like,
nigga Chubb reaching in the bag.
Yeah. Shit, you gotta play that
Drake all wrong. Like, this nigga really a mobster. The way this nigga moving. I done heard that Drake new song, that AAM in Charlotte. Like, this nigga talking like a mobster. I don't know.
I feel like that nigga for sure moving different.
Yeah, he definitely is.
You got that type of bag, that type of power. Yeah, you are. You moving a little different, bro, you know.
It's been a long time coming. Like, the whole development of Drake is very funny, entertaining.
Yeah, he had to play his role. Now he in that top spot, you know. Like, yeah, you a top shot, and then you...
It's like some really Top Boys type shit, man. Like, you see that nigga at the bottom, and he at the top calling shots.
Well,
yeah, man.
Like you say... When he was back in Degrassi, nigga, like, imagine me rapping if I never made it.
Well,
With that,
man, let's go ahead and hit this intro, man.
Yo.
As you probably already heard, man, this episode dedicated for all the dogs, man. It's that night, man.
Yeah.
What Drake said, spooky hours, man.
Yeah,
man. But welcome to another episode with your host Kev and Dev.
Yep.
Got a very special episode tonight, man. Gonna be really entertaining.
Thank y'all for tuning in. You know, make sure y'all hit that like, share, subscribe button.
Definitely get the merch.
Yep. Shit, let's get into it, man. What you wanna start off with? I know you had a tough sports week, so.
Let's go get that shit out of where what do you want to dive into? The NFL? Football? Damn, college football and NFL were disappointing for me.
Yeah.
Go ahead and take it away, Kev. What are we talking about?
I mean, We can go ahead and get Dion out the way, man. You know,
another sad weekend for the black male, the black race, man. We lost again, but we didn't lose that much. Yeah. We might have lost the
battle, but we won the war.
We won the war. Yeah, that's what I'll try to make sure I didn't say that. Yeah,
bet that point spread. You won, man. You know, and honestly, they looked a lot better. They looked a lot better. Sometimes you got to get kicked in the mouth.
I tell you what, next year they're gonna be good. Oh, Caleb Wilson ain't gonna be there. Oh, shit.
Oh yeah, the transfer portal, all the people that they got, they got nothing but freshmen, sophomores, and people in the transfer portal. So,
you hear it now. I got next year they're gonna go maybe undefeated in their conference.
Ain't they going to the Big 12 next year?
Is Colorado going to Big 12?
Yeah. Oh,
shit. I'm thinking Pac 12. Never mind. Take that back. Take that back.
I don't know about that one. Nah, they're going to be a competitor, though. That's what I would say.
Nah, they good. Because I'm thinking, like, who the fuck in Big 12? Because Oklahoma leaving. And UT, leaving. So I ain't got to worry about them. They just beat TCU. They did well against fucking Big 12 team, so.
They beat TCU.
They could beat TCU. They could beat Houston. Kansas, they could beat them teams.
I think it's just going to be a little tough. It's just always something to adapt. It's always just adapting.
I don't know. If you do that hurry up offense against a Big 12 team, yeah, he could make some shape.
Yeah, but I think he could get it's a lot of people going to the Big 12.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of Pac 12 teams are going to it.
It's so weird now. Yeah. Like, growing up, like, what we used to know, the Big 12 and SEC and Pac, well, it's just Big 10.
These conferences moving different.
Yeah, they just need to make one big one at this point. Like, you might as well just make a Power 5 conference.
Yeah, but, shit, that's not even going to... If you have that, then it's like, yeah, now... Get into the championship and playoffs and everything like that. They had a tougher schedule, having to get to the big one. And it's like, now you got to see how the awards stack up because the stats are going to be totally different. It's like, I feel like, honestly, they need to get back to just area. Mm-hmm. Like, if you in the Southeast Conference, you're in the Southeast. Like, if you in the... Northwest, you in the Northwest, like, you know.
Like, what was that New York team? It was the East Coast team that was trying to join the pick, Pac-12. Was it Syracuse?
I think it was Penn State.
Penn State. Somebody. And it didn't make sense. Why would they join the Pac-12 when you over there in the East Coast and you got to go all the way to the West Coast? Like, that shit didn't make sense.
Yeah.
Which I hope they don't vote that in.
Yeah, I'm curious to how college is going to move these conferences around and teams.
I think it's going to be a Power 5 conference.
I feel like that would be good, but how many people are going to be in it? Five teams? Five best teams?
In that conference? No. They're probably going to be like 14, 16. It's going to be like top 16.
It's too big.
It's going to start coming to like money. They're going to see. Everybody want to see the top team play each other.
Yeah. I mean, you're starting to see it now. Teams are starting to actually play each other now, out of conference teams and stuff like that.
Are more people going to go to the SEC and make that the pirate?
Yeah. Like, but SEC is getting too big because nobody's leaving the SEC.
Nah, ain't nobody going to leave that.
They just joining it.
Yeah, they're going to keep adding. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised what's another team. Like, Florida State, they might join it in the future. Or Ohio, they're going to stay in there. Yeah, well, Ohio could compete with them.
Ohio State gonna stay Big Ten.
Yeah, because they could win that easily. But they don't play nobody, so. Except Michigan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. I just feel like college, I understand. It's all money driven. So, it's, you know, who bringing the biggest check and who's gonna bring the most money to our conference.
Yeah.
Type deal. But, yeah, I feel like. You know, it's starting to get competitive. I mean, UT's still undefeated. You got Bama. They ain't lost a game since UT.
Bama ain't getting back in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's too many teams that's ahead of them right now.
Who, Bama?
Yeah.
Boy's going to lose, bro. It's still early.
Yeah, it's still early, but I don't. Bama not a playoff team this year. With that quarterback situation, no, I'm not trying to.
You don't think they can make top four?
No. They're gonna try to get them back in there, but no, not this year.
I mean, who really besides USC and UT?
Georgia go get in there.
But they could beat Georgia. They could beat Georgia because they're going to play them, I think, this year. So
I still got Georgia.
If they beat them one-on-one.
Even though Georgia don't look the – I believe more in Georgia offense than I do Alabama offense.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they both got the same issues. They both their quarterback is the issue right now. But thing about SEC is they have an SEC championship.
Yeah.
So if you lose that game, that can sneak somebody else in type shit. And okay, so you add Georgia. Who else you got in front of them?
Right now, Florida State.
Florida State. Florida State can sneak in there.
Yeah, Florida State. They cooking. Oregon. Yeah. Washington State.
I don't like Oregon, bro.
Pac-12 got a lot of teams that's in the top. I think they got three.
Yeah, because they undefeated. That's what I'm saying. Not every team in the Pac-12 not going to be undefeated.
Yeah.
So
me personally, I think USC or Washington State is going to be.
I see USC. Washington, I don't know.
You're not believing it? Yeah.
They're going to be like a TCU. Like, all right, we'll put them in there because they went undefeated. If they're going undefeated, yeah, you got to put them in there.
Well, I don't want to say they got to play Oregon. They don't have to play each other. You know,
so only one of them gonna make it then.
Yeah.
Cause you know, really only SEC got that rule.
UT, Georgia.
I got Florida State. I got Florida State.
And then USC, right?
They could make it. Could make it.
Oh yeah, I forgot about Oregon. I mean Ohio and Ohio Michigan.
You've been Michigan watching them this year?
They're not. I seen Michigan. I ain't see Ohio.
Neither one of them look competitive for real. Like, they're just playing bums, you know? Like,
they always play bums. They play each other.
Exactly. And that's really going to determine it, that game. But
exactly. But one of them is going to make it. I mean, they always make it one of them.
Yeah, but I don't know. You know, if they lose to a Michigan State or something.
They ain't lose to them, bro.
Or Penn State.
They come for really weak.
I mean, yeah. Big Ten is very weak.
But the only competition is each other, and they don't play each other to a championship.
But they can get their little sneak dub or loss. So either Penn State or Michigan State, those are really the only two that can.
Oh yeah, I forgot about Penn State. Are they still undefeated?
Maybe. I don't know if they lost or who they would even lose to.
But right now, Alabama, not right now.
I got them like number 7 right now.
Yeah,
they top 10, but it's just like they in the outskirts because you have that one loss.
Yeah, definitely. But we'll see what the future brings.
Yeah.
LSU lost.
Yeah, LSU out of there.
We gave up like 600 total yards to Ole Miss.
That's embarrassing.
Got no defense, bro. Shit, embarrassing.
Yeah, LSU not the same, bro.
And like, the sad thing, we actually got a quarterback that's actually
decent.
Good.
Yeah, he decent.
He's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. He better than our past LSU quarterback other than Joe.
Yeah, I feel like he's on the better side. I personally don't like his decision making. And I feel like he holds on to the ball too long. But I mean, he on the field, so he must see something, you know.
Yeah.
As to why he doing that.
But his stats not bad. I mean,
yeah,
he's really close
bad
to Caleb.
Yeah, he don't throw a lot of picks. He does have a lot of fumbles. But I feel like that's from holding on to the ball too long.
Yeah, him and trying to run. I mean,
yeah,
he always getting hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, he always gets hit.
LSU really, they don't have no receivers that's just like that. They ain't got no running back that's just like that. They ain't got no they got D linemen and linebackers, actually. I like their front 7.
They only got that one linebacker.
What, 15?
Yeah.
Like,
which he wanted those, like, yeah he wanted them. Like, which yeah. LSU always have one of those, like, oh, he for sure show.
Yeah.
Going to be in NFL.
So. Yeah, facts. Yeah, he cool.
Because last year he was a freshman, and he won, like, I think it was SEC all first team.
Last year?
Yeah, freshman. He was making noise.
Yeah, he liked that.
Yeah.
Eminem is like that for real, for real. Yeah, LSU, I mean, it was a hard-fought game. At least I didn't get blown out. Y'all did let Ole Miss put up 55, which is ridiculous.
Bro, we gave up 600. It's terrible, Kev.
That was like a Pac-12 score right there.
I don't know what it was. It was in high school. I was like, I was just mad I watched it. Can't get my own time back, man.
Yeah. When I seen it was 28 in the second quarter, I'm like, damn. What's going on? What y'all doing over there?
Head coach, man. He should never came down here.
Who y'all got? Y'all got the one that was at Notre Dame.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. He should stay this up there, man.
Y'all just going to keep firing. Honestly, I liked Coach O.
He was doing too much. They were trying to clean up the image at LSU.
How was he doing too much?
Bro, this nigga was fucking hoes. bringing them to the facility. Just doing some off the wall that coach shouldn't be doing. I like Coach O too, but he just couldn't clean up his act. He was a college student.
I mean, he's a college coach.
Yeah, he was like Urban Myers. Going to bars. Urban Myers wildin'.
Yeah, I feel.
And then LSU was already getting in trouble for
adults.
Yeah, but LSU was already Yeah, send it to the athletic director. You can see the headlines. Your coach did what?
Student
president, we gotta get them out of there.
But student's a big term because there's 40-year-old students, 30-year-old students, you know, like,
nah.
If he talking to them under 21s, it's like, all right, now,
she a junior, you 40, you got a whole family. What are you doing?
That's the thing, though. He got a family, so
bringing her to the facility. All right, bro,
I'm just giving her a tour,
nah.
I can't help my cousin with the groceries.
Out there wilding. You think you part of the team, huh? you out here wilding.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he doing the most, bro. And the LSU is already getting in trouble for day sports. Basketball team got suspended.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. You got to clean it up, man. You got to clean up back.
Had to get the dude for, you know, the Christian school. Clean up the image. But all LSU now coaches that always like that, they always get in trouble. Les Miles did the same shit.
Yeah, people love Les. Les is for the people.
Man, I got mixed feelings about Les. He just pissed me off running the same plays. We're going to run it down their throat. Never want to pass.
Yeah, he was one-dimensional.
Yes, I hate it. He used to cost us the game. Or he couldn't beat Alabama.
But it was also like, you going to trust your quarterback? Your quarterback is pretty bad, so... I mean, I'd rather just hand this ball.
Basically, like the next year when he left, we eventually get Joe Burrow. Second year. get Joe Brady, offensive coordinator. Hey, we cooking. We had one of the best college football teams ever.
Yeah, that team was up there. That team was crazy.
Yeah, that's probably one of the best teams I've ever seen.
Yeah, that was a stiff.
Just watch Jamar and Joe and Justin Jefferson Cook.
Yeah.
And then you had Randy Moss' son, this tight end.
Yeah, then you had, Greedy on defense.
Yep. Yeah, him. Stingley. He was a freshman. Yeah. Dogging. Yeah. It was getting ugly out there.
I mean,
they ran through Oklahoma, that was nasty. Yeah. I feel sad for Oklahoma. They got them out of there at halftime. They almost put like 40 on the boys at halftime.
Amen.
Yeah, it was bad. Jamar Chase was making it look too easy.
Him Boomer Justin. Sooners, man.
Yeah, they do not deserve to be in the playoffs ever again. They get ran through every time.
That was tough. They still try to recover, honestly. Oklahoma.
Bro, every time they get in the playoffs, they get ran through.
They get exposed.
They don't see what they're going to do at SEC. I think UT can hang.
I don't know, man. I feel like it's going to be tough.
But they put them in the conference of Georgia. So I was like, it's tough.
Because, I mean, even A&M, they were pretty good when they first got to the SEC. And then as the years kept going, it was like, all right. we can't match these boys.
Can't keep up.
But I feel like SEC is tough because there's a lot of SEC teams, their in-house, like, they got their own pipeline. Mm-hmm. Like, it's Bama boys go to Bama. You know, they either go to Auburn or Bama. And, or, you know, Florida boys, they gonna go to Florida, you know? Like, it's tough to get a Florida boy to come to Texas to play for you in the same conference. Same opportunities, you know?
Yeah, same with LSU. You got the Louisiana.
Yeah.
Dogs. Then you get, like, Texas. And then, UT gonna be fine.
Yeah, UT gets top recruits.
They always get the top recruits every year. They got that alumni money.
Only thing I question with UT is
how bad they want it.
Yeah, because they gonna have to fight.
Blame UT people, man. They got the money and everything. It's like, you just chill, get drafted.
Yeah, it's going to be a fight week to week for sure. Because you might have a break. Your break is Kentucky. You better win that game because you got Bama next week. And after Bama, you got to play Auburn. And after Auburn,
yeah, ain't no breaks. Like,
after Auburn, you got to play South Carolina.
I hope you play Vanderbilt like that.
Vanderbilt, yep.
Yeah. That's or Missouri.
Another break. Then, yeah,
that's the only break you go get.
We got Florida this week.
You ain't about to play no Rice. No.
Yeah, ain't no Rice weeks.
Nah, you ain't about to play Kansas State, the old Kansas State, Kansas, Jayhawks. Like, now they getting a little better, but you ain't about to have no breaks like that. Iowa State.
Yeah.
Nah, bro, you got some dogs, man.
I'm telling you, week to week, boy.
You got Bama. You got Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
You got Ole Miss. You got the Mississippi boys. Don't forget them.
Don't forget about Mississippi, man, boys. Mississippi State. Yeah.
They always good.
LSU.
LSU. Shit. Then you got Arkansas. Don't forget them.
Arkansas. You can get your ass busted by Arkansas, bro. Thanks.
You gonna get your dog down there. Auburn, like.
Yeah, don't go to none of these places. Think shit gonna be sweet. Yeah,
facts. I mean, you ain't gonna get no breaks. Like,
I'm telling you, man. But yeah, it's gonna turn up.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's move on to this NFL, and then we can talk about that news.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
Yeah.
Another sad weekend out there. LSU sadly disappointed me. I woke up 12, watched my Saints lose. Another ass whooping against the fucking Tampa Bay.
Oh, man.
You know what, man, Kev? You know, I've really looked forward to football season. It's just breaking my heart every weekend. You know, the first couple weeks, it's beautiful. Watching Deion, everybody win. The past 2 weeks been rough. Yeah. As you see, I ain't got a haircut because you're losing, bro. You just been, just been disappointed.
Stressing.
God, just wondering. Maybe this weekend, you know, we get a chop, we win. Probably what I need to do.
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, but hey, your team. We're talking some good news, the Texans, man.
Boy. That's all you know.
Hey, man. What y'all 2-2?
Yep.
Y'all be Pittsburgh. That's a statement right there.
Ain't nobody believe in us. Ain't nobody believe in us, man.
Say that again, brother.
They said the Steelers. Y'all think y'all could beat the Steelers? Why not?
I ain't think y'all gonna beat Mike in
there. Why not? I'm telling you, bro, like, I got us winning 7 games, bro. We played the Colts twice. We gonna beat them the second time we play.
Y'all win our conference?
Maybe. It's doable. Titans really not.
Y'all could beat Titans.
That. Colts really not that. And
that's who else? Won against the
Who else in our shit? The Bengals?
Nah.
Oh, Jags.
Jags probably win.
I don't know. Jags iffy. We already beat the Jags. So.
Oh, yeah, I did.
So, it's like, yeah.
I don't know. It'll feel crazy this year because there ain't no really, like, dominant team other than, like, who's still undefeated? 49ers? Eagles? But Eagles barely got away in that OT.
Yeah.
That's really the most dominant team I see at 49ers. They cooking.
Yeah, but 49ers are always dominant until, like, really their biggest issue was injuries.
Yeah,
that's all they got to deal with is injuries.
Yeah, they healthy now.
They healthy, yeah. They a Super Bowl team.
Yeah, they're Purdy, I believe.
I heard something. They were saying at first Brock Purdy was playing to not lose games, you know, like early last year, but now he's actually playing and winning games. Like, his performance is actually winning them games, you know, type deal. So it's like, nah. They got him one with him, bro. That's why they said you could go Trent Lance. You can.
He's not elite yet, but he's a good quarterback.
Yeah, he's not elite, but yeah, he's good.
Yeah,
he's good.
But then again, it's hard to mess up in that system. I mean, hey, it's kind of like the Alabama system. You got all these weapons.
You have offense. You got a defense. You got a line. You got special teams. You got a coach.
It's really on you. You like don't mess up.
You got a culture. I mean, hey, just.
It's really on you. Like,
don't turn the ball over and get it to your athletes. That's all you got to do.
Yeah, he doing his job. I ain't mad at him.
And yep.
He ain't making no stupid passes.
Exactly. Smart. Exactly.
He's handed to Christian.
That's really MVP that right for now. 90.
That's my MVP. Hey, yeah, cooking. He had like 4 touchdowns last game.
Yeah, Christian cooking up. They need to test that boy. But
what Stone Cold say? That's how a white man run the ball.
In that longest yard. Yeah,
that's how a white man run the ball. Hey, I see every time like this is hey. Like raise it how he cooking to you boys. Nah, he told it, man. Shout out to Christian.
But yeah, I'm still excited for that Saints game when we play y'all. You know,
we should be 4-0, but
you know,
we 2-2. Somehow we should easily win our conference, but I don't know at this point.
I don't know. Tampa Bay might take it.
I just want us to tank. Maybe we could get Caleb and get Derek Carr out of there.
Oh, you don't believe in Derek no more?
I don't.
Oh man.
Well, he did get hurt one game. He did get hurt one game. We should be 3-1. That Green Bay game pissed me off. Now in this game, it's no words for this one. Like, I don't know. Like, we look good the first 2 games. Next 2, we had 2 easy games that we can't take back. I mean, we had Green Bay and the Bucks, Tampa Bay.
Yeah,
and we threw them away. And that was a conference game too. That's what pissed me off too. But
yeah, telling you, man.
Yeah, you know who else look good?
Who?
Cowboys.
They do look good. I still don't know how they lost to the Cardinals, but
they was a little disappointed they lost Tavon, so he still had that. So that's like, man, Tavon not here. That's they came back and dogged who did he just play? It was some trash team.
Yeah, probably. I can imagine they dogged the team was sorry.
Hey, Dallas Cowboys been playing some trash team.
Garbage.
Hey, you know who really garbage? Giants.
Oh yeah,
they ass.
And
I don't know.
Daniel Jones got $200 million. I'm gonna keep saying this every week till he gets a dub. I'm gonna keep saying this, bruh.
That's tough.
Like,
if I was the owner, I know I'd be sick. Right, we could have tanked. Got Caleb. Now who gonna pick up this contract?
Not a soul. Bro was in goal line throwing pick sixes.
Hey, they only scored 3 points in a home game this year. The first game they got blown out at home at 40-0 against Cowboys.
Yeah.
Then who did they just play? They played it was a Monday night game.
Seahawks,
yeah, they got ran through by the Seahawks.
Yeah. They're 77-9 in first half points.
Bro, they scored 3 points.
They suck,
to their home game.
They suck.
And they got outscored, like you said, 77.
They're garbage.
Bro, the Giants fit was booing this man loud. I'm talking about, like, you could hear that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
they got the paper bag.
I like that.
You know it's bad when they bring out the paper bag, put it over the head.
Embarrassment.
That's the best thing. When you see a team that suck, they put that little paper bag on their face. They don't even want to show their face. They just disgusted. As a player, that got to be hurt. Hey, you look to the sideline. You see the fans. You got a paper bag. You can't even see their face. Damn, they don't even want to show their face on TV.
Yeah,
they
had the like, game. Nah, I don't want you to know I'm here, bro.
Like, they ain't paid all this money to see us get smacked. That's probably the worst feeling.
Oh, yeah, it's awful.
Like, imagine you go on. I know they in New York, too. So I know them tickets ain't cheap, man. You know what I'm saying?
Expensive.
Especially that first game. Like, the first game of the season. Imagine you see your favorite team, bro.
Cowboys versus
yeah,
Giants.
Like, oh, yeah. You know, we had a good run last year. Made it to the wild card. Dan Joseph got paid. Oh, yeah. We're going to be solid. Saquon came back. Nigga get ran through by Cowboys. The Cowboys. All people, your rival.
40-0.
40-0. prime time. Ain't nobody else playing. Like, everybody, all eyes on you.
All eyes on you.
Smack. And you paid $500 for some tickets. They had to arrest me that night.
Boy, if I was a Giants fan, I'm selling all my season tickets, bro. Like, here, every week. Y'all want some tickets, no, man? I'm selling tickets.
That microphone. Boom! Get him out of here. 200 mil. Boom! Nigga, Dan Joe put the same points as me. Yeah, in the stands. What are you talking about?
I could have used that money.
Facts. At this point.
We paying this man.
Facts. Justin Field put up more points than him.
Yeah, that shit's bad.
Facts, man.
That shit's bad, bro.
It's rough.
Who knows? They might be tanking for Caleb.
You can't, bro. You just paid 200 mil. I mean, what are you going to do? Like, you still got to pay him, and then you going to pay Caleb in a couple years.
He's going to be on rookie contract.
Yeah, for 4 years, but you still going to have to.
I think Daniel Jones' contract was like 4 years.
Nah, it's probably 5 years.
Maybe five. Yeah, because I think he's like 40 mil a year. So he's on 5 year. By the time it's that last year,
he ain't worth 50 mil a year. He bought for 40. 50 is definitely, you know.
He ain't even worth 40 mil a year. That boy worth 10 mil a year. Keep it a stack.
They were desperate. They say he won playoffs last year. Well, he went to the wild card. That's a big improvement for Giants.
Yeah, Saquon had a hell of a year, too.
Yeah, he did. You know the owner be desperate, bro. See the Russell situation. How that played out. Okay, him hell
they need
office.
To get that man out of there, man. Honestly, they need to get rid of the Broncos. Bro, Broncos team is terrible.
Ooh.
Offense and defense.
Yeah. Speaking of Russell, have you seen the Shannon Sharp interview with Marshawn Lynch?
I haven't seen it yet.
Bro, it was good.
What'd he say?
He was talking about the play of the Super Bowl. He was describing like his point of view of it. It's like so good. He was like, shit, I was hit on the flag. He's like, I couldn't see what happened. Man, he's all I see with people like cheering this stuff. And he said he didn't even know like the play, like what play they were running. Cause Shannon Sharp was like, so when you was in the huddle and Russell was like, we gonna throw the ball on the 1 yard line. He said, did that register? He's like, no. He's like, I didn't even hear the play. And then he's like, I actually lined up. He said, if you look at the play, I actually lined up on the wrong side. And they had to tell me to get on the other side of the ball, side of Russell. And he was doing a flat. And he's like, he just knew he gonna throw it to him. So he's like, I did my little flat. I'm turning around. Like, he going to throw me the ball. He said, all I see was, like, people celebrating. And the crowd was just, like, cheering and stuff. He's like, what happened? It's like, next thing you know, you see, like, defense coming on. Russell and all of them are heated. He's like, man, they was, like, cussing up a storm. And he said he walked up to Pete Carroll and laughed at his face. And he said, ha, ha. He's like, you know, Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah.
He's like, shit, he just laughed at his face. And he said, I didn't even finish the game. He said, if you see me, he said, I ran to the locker. I thought I laughed at his face.
Yeah.
Cause he's like, I don't understand why they didn't run it. And he's like, to this day, he still don't know the answer. He's like, the offensive coordinator and Pete Carroll, they still be blaming each other.
But they wanted to make it the rush show.
Yeah, yeah. And then he's talking about they stole a moment for him because he always dreamed of, you know, scoring the game, winning a touchdown, Super Bowl and stuff, and, you know, beating Tom Brady.
He got that stigma, oh, I'm just here so I don't get fined and all that extra shit. And it's like, oh, well, we'll show you.
Yeah.
You know, they always got to make an example. And then now look at you.
Yeah, and then it was like, and then Chef's like, you think they did that because they didn't want you to be an MVP? He's like, it could be. Because, you know, Marshawn Lynch was eating that game.
Yeah.
So it's like, could be they didn't want him to be a final MVP on the Russ, whatever.
Yeah.
But it's good. You got to watch that.
Yeah, I'm going to watch that.
Yeah. It was crazy. But he said, yeah, that was the downfall of the Seahawks dynasty. He said, facts. You ruined it. And then Pete Carroll was like, after that, nobody trusts and believe in Pete Carroll.
Would you?
Facts, bro.
That nigga folded.
Yeah, that was dumb play, man.
Yeah.
Then he talked about how Russell was like a bad teammate. Like, the media will make him seem like a good teammate, but he's like, nobody really in the locker room messed with him.
Well, I mean, even Richard Sherman was saying that.
Yeah.
You know,
he basically said the same thing. Richard's like, no one in the locker room. He's like, not a locker room guy.
Exactly.
Like, he's like, the media might make it seem like, oh, he's a good guy. And stuff. He's like, in the locker room, nobody liking him. He's like, no way. Like, he's not a locker room guy. Nobody really messing with him.
Yeah.
And then he talked about how he was cool with A-Rod. I didn't know that.
Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah. He was really cool. Larry Rod, they get along.
Larry Rod is like, shit, you can come over to Green Bay. We'll hand you that rock. We'll hand you the pill.
Yeah, facts. But yeah, it's a good interview.
Yeah, watch that out.
But yeah, Russell, yeah. I don't know, man.
He might be out of there. He might be. Yeah, you know, now's that time. Got to talk about these NBA moves, man.
Which one you talking about?
USA team.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
Yeah, man.
Hey, man. What we called LeBron earlier? Iron Man.
Iron Man.
The game back together, man. Adventurers, man.
Yeah.
The leader.
We got boys. Joel Embiid saying he's going to play for Team USA.
That nigga not even a full American.
That nigga is not even a full American, my boy. Boy saying, nah, we we teaming up.
Bron playing? KD? What? Nah, ain't no point of us playing.
Yeah, you got Kawhi. Steph say he might play. He probably will, bro. Sure,
you get Klay, you might well put Klay in. You get one, brother, you might even get both.
Yeah.
You know Draymond gonna be there just to be a target best. Be the Dennis Rodman up team.
Yeah.
Bron gonna be there and Klay. I'll be there too.
This Olympic team look like they
Tell me it's gonna be documented, man. It's part of LeBron last dance, man. You gonna get the ring and then after that.
Then also you seen Bronny. News of playing, man. I'm telling you.
Hey, we called it. We said we're gonna come back.
He gonna come back because the basketball season, the college basketball season is late when they start. So
it won't start until next month.
Yeah,
and then really, that's tournaments and stuff. So I say he come back probably December.
Yeah. Honestly, he might not come back until February. January, February.
It depends. Yeah, because they got the NIT and they got the Big Ten.
Yeah.
The USC pretty good, but exactly. It should be decent.
I mean, March Madness is really when people start turning up watching basketball.
Yeah.
So, he not.
I watched it a little bit in November for, like, the little tournaments.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
only because, like, Thanksgiving Hawaii, week. Yeah. The like, Hawaii. Tournament. Yeah. But I'm watching every game. I'll be like, oh, basketball, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's going to be interesting. Brownie, I hope Brownie. Shake back. I'm glad he's doing good. Shout out to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's good news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, rumors of James Harden trying to go to the Heat, man. Mm. He's trying to go anywhere, honestly.
Yeah, he trying to get out to Philly. I mean, I seen that he showed up for practice.
Where, in Philly?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he just they trying not to get fined.
In Colorado. They had Deion talking to him, giving him a motivation speech.
He's probably just not trying to be fine. You know, he might finish out his contract. Did we talk about Drew Holiday?
Oh, no. I was going to get to that.
Yeah.
Drew Holiday went to the Boston.
Yeah.
That's a good pickup.
Yeah, it was honestly.
Kind of mad they gave up Young Nudie, though.
Yeah, they shouldn't have got rid of Robert Williams.
Yeah, he was a good young big man.
I say get rid of Big Al.
Yeah, he should have. But Big Al probably ain't got no value right now. I ain't gonna lie. He's kind of like a dinosaur. Big Al be hustling out there, but, you know, he about 36, 35. He been in the league for a minute.
Yeah, he's still there, though. That boy efficient, you know? Like, they be leaning on him, but it's like, nah, bro. Like, they need that center position.
Yeah, Dennis Robert. Robert Williams. He was a good pickup.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
And he was getting better too. Like he was actually developing. Yeah,
he's young, so
he can rebound, play defense, he catch alleys.
He set screens.
Yeah,
you know?
He was working on doing post moves.
They gonna miss him. Honestly. Yeah, they gonna miss him because they don't have no center. I mean, who they got? Thies.
Yeah, they still got Daniel.
Yeah,
he all right.
Yeah,
I like Robert Williams better. We'll call you on Nudie.
Yeah, Robert Williams for sure is a better player.
Yeah.
Then you got Porzi. He's already hurt, you know.
Oh,
so.
Porzingis.
Yeah, so they know.
If he was healthy, that would be a good team.
Yeah. Good 2K team.
Yeah, definitely. Good 2K team. I definitely run them on 2K, but. Okay, you would have put Porzingis at the 4, put Al 5.
Yeah.
Drew Holiday 1.
Yeah, they would have had all positions, you know, filled. Like, oh, yeah, we got to.
They should have kept Robert Williams, so.
Yeah.
That's our downfall.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, you know, it's getting to that time, you know. Astros, you know.
Oh, yeah, baseball.
It's October now, man. These Astros.
I seen the Phillies beat the Marlins.
Playoff baseball, dude. Hey, man.
Not for
that playoff baseball, that. that October air, man.
Matter of facts. You can smell it.
You can smell it, man. It hit different.
Feel it. Getting cozier, man.
Oh, really? Shit, okay. Shit.
Shout out to my nigga Chuck, man.
Yeah, facts. First series since 2002.
And then Philly won.
Yeah.
They meet Marlon.
Yeah, I seen that shit was going to happen.
Yeah, I seen that too. Marlon was cooking them game one, so I kind of figured they were going to cook up game two.
Yeah. I'm excited, man. Astros playing Philly coming up. I mean, not Philly. Twins coming up. You know,
this weekend, right?
Yep. We're going to have to show Carrera why he shouldn't have left, but, you know. Good mm-hmm. to see him. Good homecoming for the guy.
Yeah.
You know. Send him on their way. Get on to that next round.
Yeah.
I think a good series is going to be that Baltimore versus Texas, though.
The Rangers?
Yeah.
Rangers good this year.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are, but Rangers, I don't know. I don't know if they're ready for that limelight. I feel like that's going to be the only difference. Only difference. Because they were good all year, and then towards the end of the year, they just started dying down.
Yeah, you're right. The hype did die down right now. But
they lost Scherzer and DeGrom. Pitching. Hey. Yeah, and that pitching, that means the world.
Yeah, you ain't got no good pitcher. Hey, it's going to be rough.
Yeah, you ain't just about to keep hitting home runs all day. you gotta play that role, man.
That gotta be a terrible feeling, bro. Seeing the home run, just watching the ball go over your head.
Oh yeah, and you can hear it. You can hear it.
Clown.
hear it off the bat.
It'd be funny when pitchers don't even want to turn around.
they put their head down.
You just know it. Crowd standing up.
They go back to setting up for their next pitch. Yeah. Like, nah, bro, you can't just.
No, if it's a walk off, he was like, just walk out.
Yeah, they be walking off the mound as soon as the ball get hit. Like, yep, that's
it. Just let it go. To hear it, crowd going crazy. Ooh.
Yeah, man. But, yeah, it's coming to that time, man. I'm excited. I'm excited, man.
Before we wrap it up, man, what's your final prediction for this Drake album?
Okay.
What you thinking about it, man?
So I'm going to say a safe bet is an 8 out of 10. But, I don't know.
That's a great question.
Utopia got.
I'm going to say. Oh, no, the hype on this one is crazy.
It is crazy. It's hype. He might sell 300K. He might do 280. I can see him do 280,
300K. Nah, this don't feel like a 2, man. Because you got to think the hype is. The buildup between this one is crazy.
But you still.
It ain't like Certified Lover Boy and that. That was like 3. I think he might top.
You about to say 400?
I give him 4.
Ooh, in this market?
Wait. How much did Trav sell?
First week?
3.
3 something.
Yeah, 3. He might
like 350, four. Something like that. He 365.
Yeah. Do you remember Kendrick? Was he like 3?
Kendrick was 285.
285?
I think he's going to sell more than Kendrick, but less than Travis.
Trav had the merch. That's the only thing. But it is Drake. It's the biggest
Drake,
one.
But it's a different music market.
And
man.
I don't know. If people, because people saying Drake, it's mixed reviews. People say he kind of falling off. Could they ain't like sign you off? And then it's still, he still got a lot of fans. So I'm thinking, I'm going to go with on this album, 4. I'm going to go 4.
You going 4?
4. Because the hype is crazy.
I'm going to say like 315.
315?
Yeah.
I say he beat out Trav barely.
Ooh. I don't know. I feel like he gonna take Trav's spot in, you know, top album sales right now, but I don't know. Trav was what? He sold 1.5 in a month? 2 months?
Drake could beat that.
In a month?
Drake could probably beat that.
If it's anyone that could do it, it's Drake.
I'm saying 400, man. Maybe 5.
Damn, 5?
I predict this album be Drake's darkest album.
I don't know. I didn't see what he was wearing in that shit. I don't know. I think Drake done with the dark side, man.
I don't know, bro. The 8 a.m. in Charlotte, he talking crazy on there.
He was, but I don't know. I feel like...
So, what's your final prediction? First week?
315 to 320.
Jock?
450.
450.
I'm going around 400. I say 4K.
I'm feeling like he might get there just because he don't have no comp no more. Like, he gonna wait.
If Drake flop, they gonna be like, oh, hip-hop really dying. Like, it's gonna be crazy. Imagine this nigga selling like 150 or like below 200.
Oh, nah, I don't see no 150. It's Drake.
What's a flop to him? Like 250?
A flop would be 180.
I feel like 180 is too low.
That's what I'm saying. That's a flop.
Flop maybe like... Well, honestly, never mind. So like two something below two.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not a joint tape. You know, like it's actually him, and he might he having features, but it's
different. I'd say four. He might touch five.
He could. If anybody could do it, it's Drake. It's crazy. Anybody could do it, it's Drake.
You talking about you going back to old Drake?
We gonna see. I hope so, man. You know, Drake be talking sometimes.
He do, man. But I don't know, man. I got that feeling.
Yeah, he did say he was going on October, so. So let's see.
Appreciate y'all for tuning in for another episode of Cozy Couch.
Yep.
Go ahead and like, comment, subscribe, ring that bell. Mess with us with the merch.
Yep. Look for us on streams. You feel me? We're gonna be on Twitch.
Yep.
YouTube. Like you say, man. Thank y'all for tuning in. Peace.